So one of the things I did last night when I was grumpy is I had some McDonald's to pick up food for everybody. And so I ate out of anger a CBO sandwich, I think. It's cheddar, bacon, onion. Is that right? Yeah, cheddar, bacon, onion sandwich. I got the premium crispy chicken version because I wanted to die. No, actually, it was fine. I want to make jokes about it, and it sounds sort of like the double down, which I never got around to trying over at KFC. But I want to pitch about it. Definitely not as delicious as it looked in the picture. I just visually, when you actually get it, it does not look like the picture, which you probably don't need me to tell you. Fine. Like, really, if you want my review, like if you're at the drive-thru at McDonald's and you are trying to decide what to eat, your choices are such that would be a pretty decent choice. Not the lowest calorie choice on the menu, I am sure. But it was actually good. I don't understand how they get the bacon so thin. Like, it's like, yes, typically there's bacon in here, but like, I don't know. It is unlike other bacon. It is like paper thin bacon. So it's like technically there's bacon in there, but it does not satisfy my lust for bacon. But it was good. It was fine. This is why I'm not a food critic, I think, because that wasn't very helpful. But fine. I'm gonna give it a meh plus. If you can, that would be easier to write, I think, than to say. MEH plus sign. That's what I'm going for right now. Cold all of a sudden. You just change my car air conditioning. It's not air conditioning, but heating situation. So the other thing that I didn't do I did nothing last night because I was not in a good mood. But one of the things I didn't do last night, of the many things that are on the list of things, go ahead, merge on in, sucker. It's okay. I'll just change lanes to get away from you. I had lots of things to do last night, and I decided to just be unhappy and not do anything. That was my choice. I decided to do that. I did it without alcohol, which I mentioned this morning. By the way, I'm just going to tell you right now, this is a prediction, but I already know I'm right. This morning's episode was actually quite good. I feel a little rambly right now. I don't know why. I'm fine. So we're all good here. It's all fine. What I didn't do, one of the things I didn't do last night was the Christmas book, because it's not really a Christmas book, but some of them will go out as Christmas presents. But every year I try to do a photo album of all the family photos that we took, because we take a billion photos, because now we have cameras all over the place, and so it's hard not to take a whole bunch of photos of the kids, especially. So, they're probably, like, CD's five. When I was five, like, I don't know, there's maybe, if there are 10 pictures of me when I'm five, I would be sort of surprised. And that's probably including the school photo. If there's like 10 different photos of me, like, there have got to be like 1,000 pictures of the girls. Easily, that we took this year. Like, I'm sure there's got to be like 1,000 pictures of her. Like, it is crazy how many pictures we take now. Just as a culture, as a people, that is a thing that is happening. In case you missed that, that's happening. But anyway, I make a photo book, because the weird thing is we don't have any prints of anything, because everything is digital. Pretty much, like, there might be a couple of shots we took of Gigi when she was an absolute baby that I took on film. She was an absolute baby, goddammit. But really, just about everything is digital. Like, all the pictures are digital. So we have photos hanging in our house, and they are all of, like, my wedding. Or other things from college or road trips or whatever. But they are pre-child. It is weird to have, like, a hallway with, like, framed 8x10 type photos and, like, no photos of the kids. Like, completely atypical of pretty much everything else that we do. Just because I have not been smart enough to go and just make a couple of photos. Like, seriously, it would probably cost me like $1 to get 8x10s. Like, I just need to buy a couple of frames. I can throw away some of the pictures in the frames that are up there. Probably not the wedding ones, but some of the other ones. I'm sure it could just be decommissioned and replaced with pictures of my kids, and it would make me happier. But I just never seem to get around to it. But the one thing that I do do that I'm fairly good about is making a photo, like one of those hardcover photo books. So I try to go through the full year and do all the pictures. And, of course, grandparents love that shit. It's a big hit in the grandparent community. So I do that. But I didn't want to do it last night because it was one of the things on the list of things to do. It's not the kind of thing you want to do when you're in a really bad mood. It's like, it would probably have cheered me up, but like, I don't want to be sitting there all angry looking over photos of all the nice moments that I had over the past year and how beautiful my children are and how good we have it and all of that. I wanted to sit and sulk and be cranky. So you can't do both. I can't have both. And I don't want to have a photo book that I made with that kind of energy where it's like, fuck all of this. Ugh, here's a nice picture of my children. God damn it. It's just like those two emotions don't go together. It doesn't work that way. So maybe tonight, hopefully I'll get that. I have to get that done because the photo books aren't really all that expensive to make. But shipping is a bitch. They will fuck you on the shipping. And so I have to do it early. I think it's December 5th, maybe the 4th. I don't know. I don't know what day it is. I think it's Wednesday. That doesn't help at all. But anyway, sometimes it takes them a while. Usually how they fuck you, that should be a segment. If I planned these, that would be a segment. If I had my own show or like a segment on somebody else's show where I got to come in and say things, I think it should be called How They Fuck You. And how the photo book people, I won't even say their names because it's me, but I'm pretty sure it's called my publisher. But How They Fuck You is... the prices on the books all seem pretty good, and then, like, shipping and handling will be, like, $20. And then if you want to rush it in order to get it in time for Christmas, then it's, like fist up the ass. Like, they really, at that point, they really get you. So I'd like to have these on time for Christmas so that I can give them to grandparents in particular as gifts. Mine can come whenever. Fuck you, my publisher. I'll wait. It can come fucking St. Patrick's Day. I'll be fine. But not going to. I'm going to try to get them done for Christmas. And it's nice to have them at the end of the year. The problem with doing them at that point is that it means that photo book never actually includes Christmas. Those photos don't get in there for obvious reasons. So, when someday historians go back over these books, they'll be like, what happened in December? Like, it seems like nothing ever happens in December. Even though December is holiday-o-rama for us. Kate's birthday is the 13th. Gigi's birthday is the 29th. So between that and Christmas and every other fucking party we go to, like, it is just, like, we're a week away from just, like, total holiday meltdown. Like, it's just going to be nonstop holiday joy. So, which is another reason why I need to get this shit done, because it's not going to get done. It doesn't get easier. It doesn't get less busy. I'm irritated that I didn't have a weekend last weekend, but pretty much my weekends are booked now until the end of the year. And fuck that. I'm kind of just realizing that as I'm saying it out loud. I really do have, I need to get back to this book. It seems like there are some things coming up that I would like to be able to do some things with the book. Originally, I was kind of not that, I didn't feel the time pressure, but now there are a couple things I'd kind of like to do by the beginning of the year. And so I should, like, this is the time I should be finishing it. But I already feel like I've written off the rest of the year because it's, seriously, it's birthday, Christmas, party-orama. My first holiday party starts on Friday, and I guess it'll probably be nonstop. It'll be nonstop joy for fucking weeks now. So there's that. Anyway, speaking of joy, good job, neighbors, half-assedly putting your colored lights up. You are better than us because we've done nothing. God, we also have to put up our tree. it's no end to the inconveniences this holiday brings me. But anyway, hopefully I will be in a better mood and I can sit and pull photos for this photo book. It is kind of occurring to me that not a great thing to do when you're in a bad mood, but no reason why I can't drink. Like, I can look at photos and put them into folders and arrange them on a computer with a drink in my hand. I think all that is pretty doable. So, Merry Christmas to me. All right. I'm actually in my house. I made it all the way to my house. Mostly because it took me a long time to start. It's not like this was a particularly long episode. I just waited till I got on the highway, and now I am home. And so, as the garage door opens, I bid you adieu. Totally trying to decide if I should say one more thing. Here it is. Only slightly random. Garlic condoms. You're welcome. Do with that information what you will.